News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New research has found that anti-obesity medication significantly reduces alcohol intake amongst heavy drinkers. The research was carried out by Dr. Maurice O'Farrell, who's with the Medication Weight Loss Clinic, and he's also a GP. Maurice, good morning. Tell us about the research.
Well, basically, this research shows that people put on this anti-obesity medication significantly reduce their alcohol intake.
The purpose of these injections is that they reduce your desire to eat. That's the primary function when it comes to weight loss. Is it just a natural corollary that it reduces their desire to drink?
Well, it does actually reduce thirst a little bit as well. And that is that's well known. People have to be a little bit careful if they're in hot countries on holidays. You know, there is a risk of a kidney injury if they dehydrate. So that's already known. But it appears that there are common pathways in the when it comes to alcohol and appetite. And when you reduce the desire, the appetite, you also reduce the desire for alcohol. Now, it also appears that when people drink alcohol, they feel very full quickly, and it slows down their intake of alcohol, and that plays a role also. When people are after an evening meal, they'll feel very full and they just feel they don't have the space for alcohol as well.
Now, this is a positive corollary. I mean, were you surprised when you saw these results? And more importantly, what impact is it having on the people who are on these weight loss drugs?
Well, first of all, I wasn't actually surprised because I was following up patients the whole time, and going back to 2021, even or 2022, I knew that like this significantly affected alcohol intake. I mean, for no other reason, it actually makes hangovers a bit worse, and that has kind of a negative reinforcement. In terms of the effect it has on people, I mean, it gives them guardrails in that they're less likely to drink excessively, and they have more control over how much they drink. So that's the key effect it has on people.
Are we going to see more people turning to this? And I suppose the obvious question then is, if people stop taking these drugs, are they going to see their alcohol intake increase, their food intake? Because the evidence seems to be that you have to go on this and stay on this to continue with the benefit.
Yeah. So first of all, if they come off the medication, we do know that people do regain the weight. And that's very important for people to understand. The research in that is very clear. A minority of people tend to keep that weight down for a long time because they're exercising quite a lot, and exercise is a great way to maintain weight. In terms of alcohol consumption, you would expect it to go up when people stop the medication. And, you know, I've seen is that not as much as you'd expect. I mean, the appetite tends to go up, you know, as you would expect. The alcohol consumption, it does go up, but not quite in the same way that you'd expect.
Well, you're a GP. You were trained in matters medicine. You were always told there's never such a thing as a miracle, but there are drugs that will help people along the way. But as you continue to prescribe these drugs, are you of the opinion that they are the equivalent of a medical miracle for the people who need them?
Well, I would describe this category as medication as a major technological advancement. That is the best way to understand it. It is a step change technologically. And, you know, it's possibly one of the biggest developments in medicine, certainly in decades. Well, only time will tell, but you know, very possibly since the development of antibiotics.
All right, Dr. Maurice O'Farrell, GP, thank you very much for joining us. They really do sound like miracle drugs, Ciara.
Yeah, I think they're going to be used more and more commonly for people in general because of their, I suppose, multiplicity of effects. Look, that is our lot for this morning. Myself and Jonna will be back on the air bright and early 7 a.m. tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.